Welcome to Michelle Franks Pilates Master the Basics Mat Class. Lie down on your back, legs in parallel with your knees bent, feet aligned with sit bones. Focus on the three points of your feet, the base of the big toe, little toe, and center of the heel. Lightly connect the three points into your mat. Then raise the toes, spread them, and lengthen them as you lower them down. So keeping those three points just softly grounded into your mat, then travel up through your lower limbs. Kneecaps are tracking towards your second toes. And your femur bones are aligned with the front of your hip sockets, which is just inside your front hip bones. Your tailbone will feel anchored. There's a little space between your lumbar and the mat. And then just continue to go up through the rest of your vertebra where your ribs are spreading wide off that area of your spine. Spread the shoulder blades wide and have that sense of length through the back of the neck just by rolling the chin down slightly, but then just ease those muscles off around the neck area. Reach your fingertips towards the wall in front of you just to gently glide the shoulder blades down. Allow those collarbones to roll wide. And just start with your breath and allow your breath to flow in through the nose and sighing out through the mouth. Just continue with that breath and just get curious as you inhale where the movement of your body is and with the exhale as well. So just notice where the breath is traveling in when you're expanding into your lungs and when you release it all the way out, again without any force, just total ease. And just slowly start to gently direct it in to the back and sides of your ribs, expanding that part of your back and sighing out and just noticing your breastbone and the front ribs funneling down towards the pelvis. Just inhale into the back and sides of the ribs. And as you exhale this time, connect the muscles between your two sit bones and pubic bone and dome the pelvic floor up inside you. Hold that contraction. Still expand into the back and sides of your ribs, then release those muscles off. On your breath out, connect into the muscles again. Dome up a little higher until you feel the lower scoop come on. So just firming the lower belly. Inhale, pause. And as you exhale, I want you to continue to just gently peel your tailbone away from the mat. Inhale, gently release it forward and explore how far to move towards six. So just make the first few movements nice and small. Exhaling, rolling your pelvis back to 12. Inhale, so a little pelvic rock going on here. And exhale. Just thinking of your power, so continue with that movement as a bowl. We've half filled it with water, and we're just gently allowing the water to roll towards the rim of the bowl as you go towards 12 and forward towards the feet. And again, exhaling, rolling back to 12 and hold it there. We're going to swirl around the left side of your bowl. Through 3, the pelvic clock, and 4 to 6. Exhaling and round the right side. So maintain that movement to be really smooth, fluid, and flowing. So think of the water in the bowl swirling around the rim of the bowl. And just do one more in that direction. So rolling around the right side, back up to 12 o'clock. And then inhale around the right side, forward towards 6. And exhaling around the left side, back up to 12. Do two more in that direction. Just check in how each side is feeling as you're rolling smoothly around. So it's just the weight on the back of the pelvis rolling. So back to 12 we go. And then inhale, rolling your pelvis forward to 6. Just relax back into neutral, somewhere back between 6 and 12. And then bring your heels a little closer in towards your sit bones. Then on your next breath out, we're just going to gently roll up through your basic bridge. So peeling your tailbone up just until the lumbar is peeled off. Pause at the top there and exhale, sink down, feeling each vertebra rolling down one at a time and slowly through towards neutral and 6 o'clock. And exhale again, slowly peeling up. Let's go a little bit higher this time, just until you're gently resting between those shoulder blades. So a little bit more work into your glutes and inner thighs now. Pause there, inhale. And as you exhale, sink down through the breastbone. Use the backs of legs to traction out the base of the spine along the mat, bone by bone. And release. Good. And continue breathing out, peeling up, sliding your pubic bone up underneath the ribs, sit bones reaching out between your knees there. Inhale at the top, melt through the breastbone, sinking down, bone by bone, keep reaching those sit bones up behind the knees as you traction out the base of the spine along that mat. And breathing out, peeling up, feeling each time you roll up through your bridge that you're getting a little bit warmer and each individual vertebra is feeling a little bit more mobile. Inhale there. And as you exhale, sink down through the breastbone, roll the spine down, bone by bone, and releasing. So going up again, breathing out as you're peeling up. We're just going to add some arm arcs this time. So when you're at the top, just stay soft through the breastbone, pelvis tilted. And then inhale, reach your fingertips and float those arms up and over towards the wall behind, but maintain that rib-tip connection at the front of your body. And then exhale, just keep your arms there and sink down through the breastbone, rolling the spine down. Adjust the arms if need be to keep those ribs at the front funneling towards your pelvis. Releasing into neutral. Inhale, float those arms down, up and over towards the wall in front and just onto the mat. Exhale, peeling up, sliding the pubic bone up underneath the ribs as you peel up again. Stay soft through the breastbone, slightly rounded. Good. Inhale, float those arms up and over towards the wall behind. Keep that nice connection in underneath the armpits. And then exhale, melt down through the breastbone, roll the spine down. Still tractioning the base of the spine along that mat, using those glutes and inner thighs. Inhale, float the arms down onto the floor. And exhale, peeling up again. Inhale, reaching those fingertips up and over. Maintain that connection in the front of your body, pubic bone to bottom ribs. Exhale, melt down through the breastbone, roll the spine down and release all the way back to neutral. And inhale, float those arms down. Good. One more. Exhale, peeling up. Inhale, float the arms up and over. And as you exhale, sink down through the breastbone, roll the spine down. We're going to prepare for chest lift now. So I want you to inhale, float the arms. So they're just going to support, or palms support your head. So make sure your thumbs are just aligned with your jawline there to support, and the fingertips are just supporting the back of your skull. Maintaining neutral pelvis. On your next breath out,
drop into the pelvic floor and the lower scoop. Lengthen through the crown of the head as you roll the head, neck and shoulders. Feel the back ribs slide away from your neutral pelvis. The lumbar will come into the mat. Inhale there. And lengthen out along the mat. Rolling back down. And again, breathing out. Lengthen through the back of the neck. Allow the head to be supported by your palms. Good. Inhale into the back and sides of your ribs. And exhale, feel that connection too into your armpits to keep nice shoulder blade organization. And again, breathing out. This time think about your breastbone sliding down towards the pubic bone. The front ribs are pleating towards the pelvis. This time I want you to inhale, release the arms behind the thighs, deepen your scoop and roll up. Just one more vertebra, or even half is enough. Inhale, maintain that height as you take the hands back to cradle the head. And as you exhale, roll back down, keeping that nice hammock shape, hammock feeling for the head to be nicely supported. Breathing out again, peeling up into the chest lift. Inhale, release those arms past your thighs, deepen the scoop. Exhale, rolling out, keeping that connection in underneath the armpits. Inhale, fingertips back to cradle the head, head heavy in your palms to allow that roll down. Do one more. So just breathing out as you peel up. Inhale, release those arms. Exhale, deepen the scoop. Inhale, arms back to cradle the head, heavy, which are heavy into your palms, and roll back down. Good. And let's just take those arms down past your hips again along the mat. And just slide your feet out slightly, just slightly. Good, ready for some dead bugs. So lower core strengthening. On your breath out, maintain optimal spine, neutral pelvis, float one leg to 90-90. I want you to inhale, float that down and gently switch the other side. Exhale, float. Inhale, float down. Now you can continue with this modified version, and on your next breath out you'll float the second leg up. Good. Breathing in, float one, and just tap the toe as if you're dipping it into a puddle of water, and float back up with the exhale. Inhale opposite and exhale, keeping an eye on the lower core, maintaining a nice quiet pelvis, quiet upper body. And if you'd like to extend that, extend the leg further out. And that will just challenge your abdominals a little bit more. Otherwise, stick with the previous two options. And we'll do one more each side. Extending the leg. Breathing out, floating it back, and then just bring your knees into chest and hug those knees and just gently rock side to side, very gently, just releasing those muscles off on the spine. And then just place your palms on top of your knees, ready for some femur circles. So you're guiding your femur bones here with your palms. I want you to inhale, draw the knees in towards the chest, separate them apart, but gently circle them around away at arm's length. Make sure those palms stay on top of those knees, and inhale into the chest. Exhale, separate them and circle them away. Do three more in that direction. Just get a sense of your femur heads rolling around smoothly in your hip sockets. There's no gritting or no tension there, just allowing the hips to release off as if there's olive oil squirted in those joints. So Now just exhale, press the knees away. And then inhale, separate them and circle them back into the chest. So that's exhale, press them away and separate them, circle them up into the chest there. Good, and just two more in that direction. Again, just thinking as if there's maybe warm liquid honey now in those hip joints. We'd like to have juicy hips. Okay, I want you to place the hands around the back of your thighs and just ready for assisted roll-ups. Now you can use a TheraBand if you've got one handy. Otherwise, from lying on your back, take a breath in to prepare. And as you breathe out, gently press the toes towards the wall in front of you and start to use the backs of legs to press into the palms and continue to roll up, tucking the chin in a little and just slowly peeling up one vertebra at a time, and just let the feet float down onto the mat there and roll right up on those sit bones, lengthening up through the crown of the head. We'll just do a little preparation here to warm up that lower spine. So keep your hands behind your thighs and breathe out, draw up through the pelvic floor, add the scoop and just roll back off those sit bones a little. Just hold it there with the breath in, breathe out and roll back up again, lengthening up through the crown of the head. Good, and again, drawing up through the pelvic floor, lower scoop, rolling back down, this time maybe going a little further down, just maybe getting into the tailbone area. Pause there for the inhale and exhale, rolling back up, lengthening up through the crown of the head, breathing out, peeling, rolling down, and just now continue, leave the feet there for as long as you can, but continue to roll all the way down. If you feel warmed up enough, the feet will float off with that movement as you roll the rest of the spine down. Great. And on your breath out, elevate and scoop. Gently send the toes towards the wall in front. Thighs press into the palms. Core is on to assist. Let the feet float down on the mat and continue to roll up on those sit bones. Good. Let's put it all together. Breathing in, breathe out. Rolling back down. Starting from the tailbone end. Each lumbar vertebra, let your feet float when need be, but really focus on that articulation, one vertebra at a time, rolling back down and breathing out, peeling up a little bit of a chin nod, keeping that length through the crown of the head, nice and wide across the collarbones, keep that connection in underneath the armpits. Place the feet down and roll up on those sit bones in your sitting position, and one more, breathing out, rolling down. Lovely. Breathing in and breathing out. So just grab your cushion now and roll over onto your side and side lying, and place your head on the cushion. Put some space between the shoulder and the head there. Just check that your spine is aligned on the center of your mat. Your knees are bent and your heels are aligned with the sit bones. Place both palms out in front of the chest there, in front of the shoulders. Draw the shoulder blades down your back. And then I want you to inhale, lengthen out through your top hip. So you've got your hips and shoulders stacked now. And as you exhale, just firm the belly and just make sure you've got your rib to hip connection at the front there. Then on your next breath out, just float that top palm up and think of a beam of light on your sternum bone. You're going to start to rotate your ribs, your thoracic spine, towards the wall behind you, but you really got to keep your hips stable. Your hips and legs are fixed in space. So using your deep abdominals to focus on stabilizing that area. Just inhale there and just rotate a little further, just wrapping those ribs a little bit further, aiming that breastbone a little bit more towards the wall behind you. Your fingertips are aligned with the shoulders there. Breathing in there and breathe out slowly. Start to spiral the spine back. The ribs, movement of the ribs, and allow your gaze to just continue to watch your fingertips and coming back to the start where your palms are together. Inhale there, exhale, maintain the length of your torso, float the fingertips up. Now start the rotation, allow the head to go with the movement. Think of your breastbone, it's got that little light on it. We're just aiming it a little bit more as you breathe out, an extra breath there. Rotating a little bit more, breathing in and breathe out and spiraling the spine. So this is about spine articulation and rotation now. Breathing in and breathe out. Again, float the arm. Use the gaze to watch your fingertips. Go across in a nice arc, reaching out towards the wall behind you. Inhale there. And as you exhale, just wrap a little further, but firm the belly so the top hip does not move. Breathing in there. Breathe out, reaching out through those fingertips. A little bit of energy in that arm. And just allowing the arm to guide you back to the start. And then just relax there. So let's roll over to the other side. Take your time to set up in sideline. So important to make sure your head is aligned with your spine. Shoulders are stacked, hips are stacked, and your feet can be just aligned with the sit bones there, so the knees are bent. Place the top palm on the other one, which is reached out, they're both reached out in front of the chest there. Then I want you to inhale, lengthen out through your top hip first. We've got equal length on both sides of your torso. Exhale, firm the belly and float the arm and start to rotate, this time towards the other side. So feeling the core supporting your pelvis and the legs. Just inhale there, keep a little bit of reach with those fingertips. Exhale, wrap a little bit further, wrapping through the ribs there. Good, inhale and exhale, keep reaching through those fingertips. Keep the shoulder blades just drawing down away from the ears, spiraling the spine back to the start. Breathing out, again, floating the arm. The gaze is watching your fingertips as it arcs across the ceiling towards the wall behind you. Pause there, inhale, a little bit more sense of reach there through the fingertips. Wrap and open up the chest a little more and across the front of your shoulders. Breathing in and breathe out, spiraling back. Just be careful the hips are not moving at all. So your hips and legs are fixed in space. And one more, breathing out. Keeping your hips stacked. Think of that beam of light aiming towards the ceiling and then towards the wall behind you. Inhale, little extra breath out. Get a little extra stretch and wrap there. Breathing in, reach out through the fingertips, slowly spiraling the spine back and float the arms down. And then let's get ready for some prone extension. So roll over onto your tummy, pop the cushion away. place your palms underneath your shoulders or fingertips underneath your shoulders. Wriggle the pelvis away from the top of the head. Stretch your thigh bones out as well, away from the top of the head. And then just take a breath in there. Stay there for the breath out and just relax down into the mat. Let your front ribs melt down a little bit more into the mat. And on your next breath out, connect into the pelvic floor and the lower scoop and just allow your tailbone to just gently reach away from the top of the head there. Your pubic bone will feel more firmly pressed into the mat now. On your next breath out, I want you to float the head as if there's a marble in front of the nose, just to allow the head to come into alignment of the spine. Start to draw the shoulder blades down your back and move that breastbone forward and up, maintaining the bottom ribs on the mat. Keep them in contact on the mat. Inhale there. And as you exhale, try to lengthen that breastbone forward a little bit more as you roll back down. And just roll that marble back in. Breathing out. Again, just gently nudge the marble away, draw the shoulder blades down the back. Think of pleating the back ribs down, collarbones remaining wide. Pause there for the inhale, exhale, slowly lengthening forward as you roll back down. Think of being on the top of a skyscraper in the edge there, just trying to peer over. Breathing out, gently nod the head, draw the shoulder blades down, bring the elbows in towards your torso and reach them towards your heels. Pause there for the inhale, and again we're just reaching, peering over the edge of that skyscraper as you're rolling back down, lengthening the spine out, and release. Coming up a little bit higher if you feel comfortable with that. Breathing out, slowly float the head, shoulder blades glide down, pleat those back ribs down. Good. Strong scoop on now at that higher position. Exhale and roll back down, lengthening forward. And just do one more. Breathing out again. Gently nod the head, draw the shoulder blades down, pleat those back ribs down. Inhale and open across the front of the chest. Exhale and roll back down. Just do one more to come up into our cat stretch, into child pose. So exhale, rolling up there. And then scoop a little bit harder. Lift the hips off the mat now. And just go into four-point kneeling. Bring your hands more underneath your shoulders. And then just stay there. Breathe out. Elevate and scoop, rounding your spine from the tailbone end, reaching that tailbone through towards the pubic bone. Pause there for the inhale, and as you exhale, just slowly release. So rotate the sit bones towards the wall behind, and just allow the breastbone to uncurl and gently press through the fleshy part of your palms to draw that breastbone forward and up into extension. Exhale, rounding the spine. Doing this nice and slow. Let the head drape. You can inhale and focus on expanding into the back of your ribs to the ceiling before you release into the horse stretch. Rotating the sit bones towards the wall behind. Draw the breastbone forward and up and gently press a little bit more firmly into the palms of your hands. One more, breathing out, rounding the spine from the tailbone end, feeling the articulation as you go up through that round cat stretch back. Inhale there and exhale, last time. Rotate those sit bones towards the wall behind, draw that breastbone forward and up, and then just round the back, and then gently press back into your child pose now. Knees apart if it's more comfortable for you. And just relax and just breathe into the back and sides of your ribs there and breathing out. And then just start to walk your hands round towards your left and draw your right sit bone back towards your heel. And you'll get a nice stretch through the right side of your ribs. So just inhale into that part of your ribs and exhale, really draw, feeling that stretch into your lats. And again, breathing in, expanding into the muscles between those rib bones on the right, and exhaling. Two more breaths there. Little bit of traction through that right palm, fingers, little finger side, and that will just increase that stretch a little bit more. And then walk those hands back around to the center and to the right, focusing on now breathing into the left side of your rib cage. So inhaling into your left ribs, exhaling, breathing in and breathing out, left sit bone reaching towards the right heel a little bit, breathing in and exhaling, just gently tractioning toe through the pinky side of that left arm toe to get a little extra stretch going there. One more breath, expanding into those rib bones, and exhale. And then just slowly walk those hands back to the center and stay there for a few more breaths. Maybe take your hands around beside your feet if that's comfortable for you. Otherwise, stay where you are. We'll leave it there.